Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Students at Marshfield High School will be getting a lesson today on school threats and safety. The Marshfield School District is holding a program to address those issues in the wake of separate threats at the high school in recent weeks. There were several threats made at the district since December 9th. Two teenage girls were arrested in connection with one threat. Still, there will be an increased law enforcement presence at Marshfield High School through Thursday. At today's program, school and district officials plan to talk about the importance of safety, the school's response to threats, legal consequences of threats, and options for students needing support. The district is encouraging parents to talk to their children about the program, and it's becoming all too common in central Wisconsin as more news of threats came in on Monday. Michael Leishner reports.
Everest Metro Police say a teenage student admitted to making an online threat towards a D.C. Everest middle school. Officers say several students saw the message and immediately contacted authorities. Police later found the student at home. Officials say the student could face punishment from both the school and police. Meanwhile, police in Stevens Point say they've arrested a 15-year-old boy in connection with a threat at Ben Franklin Junior High School that was made last week. His name has not been released as that investigation continues. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And legislation introduced Monday would strengthen penalties for violations like reckless driving in roadside areas where emergency responders are present. Democratic State Representative Katrina Shankland is a member of the bipartisan group of lawmakers behind the bill. It would create an emergency response area like a work zone where traffic can be slowed down by reducing the speed limit. Fines would double for speeding, reckless driving, and other traffic citations. Cell phone use would be prohibited. Governor Evers is calling on members of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to meet Thursday to approve funding for efforts to help the homeless. Evers sent a letter making the request Monday, but no official response has come from Republicans who control the committee. Pointing to snow and cold weather, Evers said there is a real need for the funding. The Madison Fire Department has replaced the firefighting foam it uses with products which are PFAS-free. The so-called forever chemicals have been linked to health issues like birth defects, thyroid issues, and cancer. They've contaminated wells, groundwater, and other waterways in the Madison area. The change became official last Friday after all of the old foam was pumped out. And the weather forecast for this afternoon, scattered snow showers mainly before 4 p.m., cloudy with a high near 21. Tonight, slight chance of a snow shower, mostly cloudy, low near 9 below with wind chills 15 to 20 below. Wednesday, sunny and cold, high near 8, wind chills during the day 10 to 20 below. And then Thursday, partly sunny, high near 23. By Friday, warming up to a high near 31, and Saturday, a high 32, Sunday, 35. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.